This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A surprise this morning. President Biden is making an unannounced visit to Ukraine.
I'm here to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty, and territorial integrity.
He met with President Zelensky as he marks the one-year anniversary this week of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this breaking news.
Joe Biden's made an unannounced visit to Kyiv to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's a gesture of solidarity that comes days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of the country. Biden delivered remarks when he met with Zelensky at Marinskaya Palace to announce an additional $500 million in U.S. assistance and to reassure Ukraine of American and Allied support as the conflict continues. He said, one year later, Kyiv stands and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The AP's Shelley Adler.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
Americans are wishing the best for former President Jimmy Carter. Well wishes pouring in after he entered hospice care at his home in Georgia. He is 98. Japan is angry. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in its second weapons test in 3 days. Both landed in the sea. Tokyo requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. A record number of guns were intercepted at airport checkpoints across the country last year. The numbers have been steadily climbing and hit more than 6,500 last year. The head of the Transportation Safety Administration says this is a reflection of what's going on in society. And in society, he says, there are more people carrying firearms. This is AP News. Michigan State University resumes classes today after last week's shootings that killed three.
Michigan State University Interim President Teresa Woodruff says going back to on-campus classes is the right decision.
We all share in grief and loss, and we know that we must replace the chaos of last Monday with the possibility for change in our world through compassion for all, collaboration, and educational continuity.
Student body president Joe Kovac says online options need to be available.
Students desperately need flexibility, empathy, and options coming back to campus. Not every student is going to process or grieve the same, and they deserve as many options as possible.
That audio from WXYZ. Last Monday, a gunman opened fire on campus, then took his own life. Officials say there's no current threat, but there will be increased police on campus as they reopen. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.